Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
As they say, we retired, captain, aviator. Now at the Sagamore Institute, helping me with a new document that Jerry has provided for me. It's a fascination. Navy force structure and shipbuilding plans, background and issues for Congress. There are sources for all of these numbers, and the one I enjoy the most, Jerry, is a table presented by, on U.S. Navy data for the final column, Sam Lagrone, we know him well as USNI, and Mallory Shelburne, quoting CNO Gilday, we need a naval force of over 500 ships. Isn't that great, Jerry? 500. So how are we going to get to 500? The CNO knows what the future looks like. Foreign yards. What is the restriction, Jerry?
Well, we have a law in place, you know, just like we have a law that says that we're required to have 11 aircraft carriers and a set number of amphibious assault ships. There's another law, or for that matter, we're supposed to have a goal of 355 ships. That's all encoded in law, written into the National Defense Authorization Acts, or NDAAs, over the last 10 years. There's also a law there that's a Buy American law, that if you're going to build ships for the United States Navy in support of the U.S. government, those ships have to be built here in the United States by American workers. And so we're running into this problem in that, you know, we'd love to be able to go to 3 fast attack submarines per year and 3 Arleigh Burke class destroyers per year. And we'd like to ramp up what we want to build with our Constellation class frigates. But the fact is the industrial base is not there to really support that ramp. These businesses, whether it's General Dynamics or Huntington Ingalls, are hiring as quickly as they can, and they are training as quickly as they can. But there's a very fluid workforce right now that we may hire a set number, but we may lose 20% of that new hire in that first year. So how do we hire and retain people in the workforce? So one of the options that's been suggested is that, you know, the second largest shipbuilder in the world is South Korea, so far as building commercial ships. China's number one, South Korea's number two, Japan is number three, and then you get into European shipbuilders. Why don't we look at our allies and partners, nations with which we have longstanding friendships and treaty alliances, and ask them, since they have industrial capacity, to build these ships? Well, we can't do that because of this Buy American law. And there's an argument to be made there, John. I mean, in a time of war, South Korea finds its industrial base heavily under the Chinese threat ring. So many Chinese missiles can reach South Korea. They can reach Japan as well. There's perhaps a stronger argument made at looking at some of the yards of our European partners. But this also steps back to the question of how did we allow ourselves to get to this position that our industrial base has become so fragile, so anemic, that we cannot even keep up with the stress of rebuilding our Navy at a moment when we all recognize the threat.
India has yards. South Korea has yards. Italy certainly has yards. And we talked about the supply chain being fragile. That means that you're forbidden to buy parts from those yards or to subcontract elements of the ships to those yards. You're not allowed to have anything built there.
Well, actually, we do receive some subcomponents from foreign suppliers, but we're very nervous about that. And John, I'll just take your memory back to 2003, when the United States made the controversial decision that we were going to go to a war in Iraq. And suddenly a number of our European partners, France in particular comes to mind, began to criticize us and withdrew aid and support to the United States in that wartime effort. So what happens if you create a relationship, a symbiotic relationship with some of these foreign shipyards or foreign suppliers, and that national government or that company choose to criticize a future foreign policy decision on the United States and then withholds that support? Or for that matter, that China weighs in with some huge amount of investment from some future Belt and Road investment in that country. And then suddenly something we become very dependent upon dries up and goes away. So this is the way that particular debate goes, is that, you know, anytime that we find ourselves becoming dependent on them, they also have a say then in the direction of our foreign policy or our national security apparatus. And do we really want that vulnerability hanging over us?
30 seconds, Jerry. Is this debate going on Capitol Hill now? How to get to those numbers?
Yes, absolutely. So this is, I think, a strong debate that's going on. It is part and parcel with every major committee, from appropriations to armed services. Even the China Select Committee is giving up, you know, coming up with issues. The Senate Intelligence Committee is looking at these issues on industrial base and you know, technology being stolen. It's a big issue. It's hot on discussion on Capitol Hill.
Captain Jerry Hendricks, United States Navy retired aviator, Sagamore Institute. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.